I'm a big supporter of the initiative process, but if you tell me that I'm going to be receiving 5 booklets of 50 pages a week, every week, and I have to go through those booklets and take a look and see how I'm going to, because I'm a very conscientious voter, I'm going to feel overwhelmed.
You may.
And this, I don't think you, in terms of your strategy, that you want to say that there'll be 5 initiatives a week that you have to consider, because people will say, whoa, that's way, way too many. So I think you need to think about whether you want to have that many. I think you don't. I think you want to have a limited number of initiatives.
The minute you, here, Bob, let's get right down to the principle. The minute you say that we're going to have a limited number, the first question I ask, who is going to set the limit? Remember, there's no external authority. We settled that on the first session. There's no external authority. Whenever you think that your idea is smarter than what would happen, then you got to ask, well, who's going to do this? Now, I know if you made me king, I know exactly how to do it. But I like Fossedal's approach. The more I look at what's going on in the body politic, the more I realize that I wish I didn't have the authority to do it all the time. I would rather gamble on the collective will to make these decisions.
I just wanted to say on ballot fatigue, I think you've probably seen in California, and I saw it when I lived there and in Switzerland, that this ballot fatigue is a real issue, but to an extent, it's a self-correcting problem, because the minute people start to get flooded with too many things to vote on, they turn out, historically, they tune out the information, vote no on everything, and it becomes very difficult for anybody to get anything going for a cycle or two.